You'll be doing all right with your Christmases of white. Oh, but I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
How do you like that?
Andy Kaufman?
No. That's Elvis. That's Elvis.
I saw Andy Kaufman on the Johnny Cash show.
Yes.
Singing that song in that style. Are you saying he was ripping Elvis off?
Oh, I think he was. I think Andy Kaufman was ripping everybody off. You know, this is the season of the greatest music ever because it celebrates the greatest person ever. I like everything about Christmas. I like Christmas trees. I like Christmas cookies. I like Christmas lights. I like Christmas presents. I like Christmas bonuses. We'll wait on that one. I like everything about because I love, love, love Christmas music.
Humbug.
Humbug.
Just an excuse for picking a man's pocket every December 25th. That's all this is. The worst thing about Christmas is the constant blasting of cheaply produced Christmas carols. Oh. And it starts even before Thanksgiving. Before long, we're going to be having it in the 4th of July. If I could work my will, every idiot who goes about with the little drummer boy on his lips should be boiled with his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart.
Right.
I never thought I'd come to the point where I really admired Ebenezer Scrooge. But with just a little tweaking of his famous statement.
Well, you're scaring the kids because you really sound a lot like him. And the whole thing is, it's really eerie. So you don't like Christmas carols?
Actually, I love the great hymns of Christmas, but they should be played in a church or at home. Or something that doesn't happen anymore is carolers no longer come to the door.
Yeah.
It used to be, even 30, 40 years ago, carolers would come from in the neighborhood and they'd demand a cup of cheer and they'd get more and more lit as they went along and their harmonies would get worse and worse. Today, if you went around, you know, knocking at somebody's door, we wish you a Merry Christmas, you'd probably get shot by Muslim terrorists or Christ-hating academics from Rockford College. It's inappropriate, highly inappropriate, and blasphemous in the extreme to blast the news of the incarnation as a means of selling junk made in China can only corrupt the minds, hearts, and morals of American young people.
Well, what about the holiday? I mean, come on. There are people that really firmly believe in Christmas and what it is, and they enjoy singing. I see people driving down the road. They got the Christmas tunes cranked up, and they're singing along with them. This is about family. This is a great holiday.
Some seasonal songs are quite lovely. I mean, these are, of course, it's mostly commercial music written to make money, but that's all right. But it's disgusting even to hear commercial pop songs ruined by seasonal sentimentalism and by the avarice of people's just selling merchandise. The fact that the Christmas season now is kicked off by Black Friday. What this means is it's simply the annual festival of greed, and the music, even some of the best pop music that has come out for the season, some of it's quite nice, setting aside all of the great church music that we have, but even pop music can be nauseating when you've heard it the thousandth time walking through a department store.
Yeah. Well, Krampus, do you have any seasonal songs that you like?
You know, when I was a kid, we had to grow up singing up on the rooftop, reindeer paws.
Click, click,
here
click.
Comes good old Santa Claus. No, I don't like that. I do like You Better Watch Out. NPR, one of the few funny things NPR ever did, they would have a sinister Santa say, "You'd better watch out. Santa's going to clean up the town."
And they call him Sandy Claus.
Yes, yeah. It was sort of Dirty Harry plays Santa Claus. How about you, Rex? What of the traditional old songs, like, I mean, old commercial songs like Silver Bells?
Yeah.
Got any favorites?
There are several. Like, for instance, I like the Drifters in that classic White Christmas where the guy in the second verse.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
You know, all the groups that might be expected to sing White Christmas, The Drifters would not be on.
I got to tell you, it sounds like they're having fun. I also like the style, although the gentleman is highly maybe unscrupulous and not a really good guy. Phil Spector, the Ronettes, Frosty the Snowman. I like that sound of the drums.
A lot of these songs were originally sung by Gene Autry, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and I think Frosty. Yeah. I have to say, I find those Christmas mythology songs revolting, mostly, including Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Well, you're going to hate the Beach Boys with Little Saint Nick. I suppose that's not on your list either.
Sounds like a good Beach Boys song, so that's okay.
How about you?
I tend to like songs that have relatively little to do with Christmas itself. They're just songs about the season. Like, I believe Johnny Mercer wrote the lyric to Winter Wonderland.
Oh, yeah.
I used to post every year a parody of Rockford's answer to Winter Wonderland, because here it's freezing snow and rain, and you're slipping and breaking your ankle.
Right.
And, of course, Mercer's one of his great lyrics is "Baby, It's Cold Outside," on which a war is being waged. It's being banned.
Put some records on while I pour.
Neighbors might think,
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in that
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes are like starlight
to break
now
the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
I
swell.
Ought to say no, no, no,
mind
sir
if I move in
at
closer
least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's in this drink? So he's trying to finagle
it. Roofie the girl or whatever. But it's just pathetic.
Okay, and so blues and rock, the early stuff, what would you say you like in that?
There, you know, I think it's interesting that in commercial music, some of the best of it, there's very little good rock and roll Christmas songs. They tend to be very tacky.
Yeah.
Whereas blues and rhythm and blues, black music is much better. For one thing, sure, they tend to capture an aspect of Christmas that we don't like to talk about, like high suicide rates and depression, people constantly checking into hospitals, you know, huge death rates, you know, that right after the season. There is a melancholy aspect because, you know, not everybody's happy at Christmas. You know, you've just broken up with your girlfriend, you just got fired from your job, you just realize you've come down with a life-threatening
disease. Well, I think
disease.
I'd start right off with Chuck Berry, Merry Christmas Baby.
That song was originally recorded by Charles Brown, and the Charles Brown version is infinitely better, and it will never be replaced.
Merry Christmas Baby, you sure did treat me nice. Merry Christmas Baby.
And if you've ever spent Christmas, like in a hotel room, away from friends and family, you know, what do? You go down to the bar and get drunk? Coco Taylor, who is a great Chicago blues lady, queen of the blues.
I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, I heard Coco Taylor here in Rockford once. She put on a show. Merry, Merry Christmas. People who don't have any use for our tradition shouldn't be writing our songs.
Yeah.
Whereas the overwhelming majority of black Americans are, were brought up in some kind of church, and they have some sort of sentimental feeling about it, but they also recognize that this can be a depressing time.
Well, I don't know who wrote it, but this Come Home for Christmas by James Brown, that's another one that makes me smile because it's so, whoa!
You wouldn't be greeted
That's hilarious.
Well, how about James Brown's Santa Goes Straight to the Ghetto? That's another.
Okay, I've
that's
heard
another
that
masterpiece. But one of the exceptions to my rule, a good, and I just heard it today for the first time, Canned Heat. What? Which is a white blues band from the 60s.
Right.
I heard them live in San Francisco
they
about 68.
They played Woodstock, too.
Yeah, and Canned Heat did a very good song called Christmas Blues, but then they're a blues band. You know, they sing out of that tradition, so that's a lot better. There's a great song by a jazz singer, a jazz and blues singer, Jimmy Witherspoon, who was famous in the 40s and 50s, and that's How I Hate to See Christmas Come Around.
Oh, how I hate to see Christmas come around. Yes, oh, how I hate to see Christmas come around. Well, it's really a beautiful sight, but it always brings me down.
In other words, because, you know, it comes around and around. Every year, it finds you more depressed. Your girlfriend's left you. There's a lot of that. And there's John Lee Hooker, a great Chicago blues man, certainly the greatest of them, Blues for Christmas. There are songs like that I sort of like.
Sure. I like Elvis, of course. And one of my favorites is Santa's Back in Town. You know, and he throws that down, and he's doing his Elvis thing. So that's a big favorite. I do also like I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm by Billie Holiday, which doesn't necessarily as you know Christmas as Christmas, but just a seasonal thing. And of course, the ones I listen to probably over and over again are like Dean Martin, Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra,
Nat King Cole.
Nat King Cole, yeah.
You know,
all those guys are great.
Nat King Cole's big Christmas song is called The Christmas Song.
Yes.
And what very few people know is it was actually written by a vocalist who's just as good, one of the great American jazz vocalists, Mel Torme.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Yeah, I like that. How about some of the comic stuff? I mean, that's pretty cool stuff, too. I mean, that's not something I would sit down and go, hey, let's listen to the comic stuff. But you hear it in between the other songs, like, I can't say believe I'm saying this. Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Yeah,
boy, I tell you. And there's a couple of others. You know what I'm talking about?
I know a lot. There's a lot of seasonal song from these sort of guys with a mobile homes studio,
right,
which doubles as their house. The Youpers, for example. I don't know if people outside the upper Midwest know about the Youpers. A Youper is somebody who comes from the upper peninsula of Michigan, namely the UP. So they're Youpers, and it's a very odd ethnic mix up there. You know, part Polack, part Finlander, part Scandinavian. And in other words, the dregs of Europe, right?
Dregs of Europe,
but,
us
Polacks. And they can't sing, but they have this very weird, you know, sort of polka style of music, like Rusty Chevrolet.
Rusty Chevrolet. You know,
dashing through the snow in my rusty Chevrolet. Down the road I go, sliding all the way. I need new piston rings. I need some new snow tires. My car is held together by a piece of chicken wire.
They used to play that one all the time.
Extremely annoying one is the "All I Want for Christmas Is My Two." I can't even listen to that one.
Yes, no, that's too sentimental. I saw today in doing my minimum of what I would laughingly call research for this program, rock video of the Ramones doing a song called "I Don't Want to Fight Tonight."
Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight, please.
Well, I think it would be very interesting for our listeners to get on our website and go down to the comments section. Tell us what your favorite Christmas songs are.
I have a confession to make.
Yes.
There is one song, one rock and roll song, a sort of pop rock and roll song, I've always found intensely moving. It embarrasses me that I almost come to tears every time I'll be driving in a car and hearing it. And it's a guy I know nothing about. I always thought he was one of the Eagles, and he wasn't. Dan Fogelberg. And he's got this song called "The Same Old Lang Syne." The guy's back in his hometown. And he runs into his girlfriend, his old girlfriend, in a convenience store. Everybody knows it, so.
The beer was empty and our bodies were tired, running out of things to say. She gave a kiss to me as I got out, and I watched her drive away. Just for a moment, I was back in school. Felt that old familiar pain. And as I turned to make my way back home, the snow turned into rain.
And it's an actual narrative. The girl came forward about 10 years ago to say who she was. Because he died of some terrible disease at a very young age. I don't know anything about the guy, but it's a moving song.
It is. It's very, very moving. As long as we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Though the weather outside is frightful, inside
the fire is so delightful. Okay, so...
Okay.